Happily Ever After. A Time Stamp to Let Me Love You by Aileenette. Read by Weimar 27. Jared comes home from a shitty day at work. He's completely exhausted from the 20 takes they needed to get each scene done. They have this new guest director right now, and he seems to get neither Jared nor his character Pete. So, working is like hell right now. Adding to that, Jensen is in L.A. for the weekend, and Jared misses him like hell. His boyfriend left yesterday morning for the airport and won't be back till Sunday evening. This sucks, and Jared sighs when he unlocks the door. A soft glimmer comes from the living room, and Jared makes his way over, trying to remember if he left on the light. He goes inside to find the fireplace lit. Burning candles are decorating the room, and rose petals are spread on the floor in front of the fireplace. And in the middle, Jensen is sitting, holding a non-alcoholic champagne bottle in his hands. Jared's mouth goes dry when he sees the man he loves more than anything, smiling at him. He swallows hard. Jen, what? Jensen grins and motions for Jared to come to the fireplace. Jared makes his way slowly over to where Jensen is sitting, and when he sits down, Jensen pulls him into a short but passionate kiss, leaving Jared's mind reeling. Hi, Jensen says softly, tucking a strand of Jared's hair back behind his ear. What are you doing here, Jen? Jared asks. Still at all that his beautiful lover is here with him. What about L.A.? Well, Jensen chuckles, I was in L.A., just not for what you think. Jensen? Jared shakes his head at a loss for words. And then Jensen pulls out a little square velvety box, and Jared's heart threatens to jump out of his chest, it's beating so hard. He doesn't know what to say. He just looks at the box, and his breath catches in his throat. Tears are threatening to fall. They've been together again for about 9 months now, and Jared wants. He wants to marry Jensen. He just wasn't sure that this is what Jensen wanted as well. Jensen leans forward and presses a chaste kiss to Jared's lips. I love you, Jay. I love you so much. He opens the box, and Jared sees their engagement rings lying on red velvet, the same rings he gave Jensen all these years ago. I want to spend... Yes, Jared blurts out, and Jensen chuckles. I haven't even asked you anything. Jared blushes. Go on. Jensen brushes his thumb over Jared's bottom lip and smiles softly. Do you want to marry me, Jared Padalecki? Now the tears start to run down Jared's cheeks, but he nods frantically and sobs. Yes, God, yes. I want to marry you. Jensen pulls him into a tight hug, burying his head in Jared's neck, peppering small kisses to the smooth skin. Jared is overwhelmed with emotions, and he clings to Jensen until the happy tears stop and he finds his voice again. I love you, he whispers against Jensen's neck. Jared pulls away a little and smashes his lips to Jensen's in a bruising kiss. His boyfriend, no, fiancé, Jared thinks with bursting happiness, opens up to him easily and lets Jared claim his mouth. Jared plunges his tongue inside, rubbing it along Jensen's, and the older man moans deep in his throat. Jensen's hands start fumbling with the buttons on Jared's shirt, and soon he pushes it over Jared's broad shoulders. His hands roam over Jared's back, and the younger man shivers when Jensen runs his fingertips over soft skin. They slow down, and Jared pulls Jensen's shirt off him. The look of Jensen still takes Jared's breath away every time he looks at him. He peppers Jensen's chest with wet kisses, his fingers brushing over sensitive nipples, and Jensen arches his back. You're so fucking beautiful, Jen. He breathes against Jensen's hard chest and feels the other man shiver. Jay, please. Jensen moans, and Jared trails kisses down his fiancé's chest, dipping his tongue into Jensen's belly button. His hands fumble with Jensen's fly and push Jensen's pants over lean hips. Jensen scrambles out of them, and Jared takes the time to loose his pants and boxers as well. For a moment, his prosthesis catches eyes, but Jensen reaches out for him and kisses Jared's self-consciousness away. He knows Jensen loves him the way he is, but sometimes his insecurity about his leg still gets to him. They're both naked now, hard cocks brushing against each other while Jared and Jensen explore each other's mouths. Jensen wraps his hand around Jared's leaking cock, and Jared groans against his lips. So good, he whispers, and Jensen smiles against Jared's lips. Love your hands. Jensen moves his hand up and down Jared's cock, before Jared pushes his hand away and makes his way back down between Jensen's legs. They fall open, and Jared settles between them, running his tongue over Jensen's cock. The older man moans and bucks up his hips. Jared lays a hand over his hips to keep Jensen pressed to the bed before he takes Jensen's leaking dick into his mouth. Jay, Jensen cries out and fists his fingers in Jared's hair. Jared curls his tongue around the head of Jensen's cock, brushing against the little bundle of nerves, and Jensen groans. A finger trails down to Jensen's hole, pushing lightly against it, and Jensen pushes back. Jay, please. Jared smiles and wets the finger with his saliva before pressing into Jensen's tight heat. The finger rubs along the smooth skin inside Jensen until he finds a spot that will make Jensen see stars. Jared presses against Jensen's prostate and his fiancée cries out again, his fingers tightening in Jared's hair. He keeps up the double sensation of his mouth on Jensen's cock and his finger pumping in and out of Jensen's ass for a little while longer, before he pushes Jensen's legs back and licks around where his finger vanishes into Jensen's body. He runs his tongue around the rim, before pushing inside next to his finger in Jensen's hips buck. God, please, Jared, fuck me, Jensen moans brokenly. I will, baby, I will, he promises huskily. Jared looks around and suddenly he's glad that his arms are so long, because he leans over and grabs the lube they stash beneath the couch cushions. He coats his fingers with it, and when he pushes two of them into Jensen's hole, he locks eyes with his lover. Jensen's eyes are a deeper shade of green and full of lust and love. Jared shivers, twisting and turning his fingers in Jensen's body, and the whole time his eyes are glued to the way Jensen is writhing beneath him, pushing back on Jared's fingers. He adds another finger and brushes them over the sensitive spot inside Jensen, making him groan. Please, Jay, just please. Jensen begs, and Jared pulls out his fingers and coats his cock with lube. He leans down to Jensen, lining up his cock with Jensen's entrance. I love you so much, Jen, he whispers while he pushes inside. Jensen wraps his legs around Jared's hips, and then he's balls deep, buried in Jensen's heat. They kiss lazily before Jared starts to move, in and out and brushing over Jensen's prostate on each stroke. So good, baby, Jared whispers before latching onto his favorite spot where Jensen's neck and shoulder meets and marking Jensen as his. Jensen writhes beneath him. Jay, come on, touch me. He could never say no to Jensen when he's begging so pretty, eyes halfway closed, flushed cheeks, and mouth hanging open. Jared wraps his fingers around Jensen's hard cock, and he's so close himself. He strokes Jensen in the same rhythm his cock pumps in and out of Jensen's ass. His lover comes with a shout hot over Jared's hand, and the squeezing around Jared's cock pushes him over the edge only seconds later. They come down from the high, still panting but smiling. Jared pulls out and settles next to Jensen, pulling him into his arms. They lie in silence for a while, and Jared thinks that he almost lost this, almost lost Jensen. Stop thinking so hard. Jensen props up one arm. I'm here, we're together, and we're finally getting married. Jared smiles brightly. Yes, we are. And when Jensen kisses him, Jared has forgotten about the awful days at work and his exhaustion. The only thing that counts is that soon, they're Mr. and Mr. Padalecki Ackles.